Emmanuel High School Senior wants to help his community and improve education in Illinois.
I have a very big heart for sparking social change, making sure that I'm a beacon of hope for those who surround me.
That's Illinois Student Advisory Council Representative Amir Sykes. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, January 5th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Members of the Illinois House Republican Caucus say they're open to discussing remote legislating this year, but bipartisan talks are still ongoing. Tim Shelley has more.
The Illinois General Assembly hasn't met since last spring, as the COVID-19 pandemic prevented an in-person session last fall. And current legislative rules prevent remote sessions. House Republican leader Jim Durkin says there needs to be a mechanism to get around that.
I have an open mind. I haven't talked to my members, but I have an open mind towards it. Because if we are not going to be able to meet in person, and who knows what the future is going to be like, we should not sit idle.
Representative Dan Brady of Bloomington agrees.
At least if we could get the bill structured to be towards committees from a remote standpoint, it's being done now to some degree. So we should, explore it further for the benefit of all.
But Durkin says a remote legislating bill introduced by Democrat Ann Williams wasn't a, quote, clean bill he could support.
Tim Butler, one of our members of my leadership team, has been negotiating with the Democrats to find the right place for it. But I have an open mind towards it.
The Illinois General Assembly has a heavy legislative calendar this upcoming year, including the passage of a new budget. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. State health officials report 5,059 new COVID-19 infections. This pushes the Illinois total to nearly 985,000 since the start of the pandemic. Officials added 79 coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the state's total to 16,834 since March. Illinois' 7-day positivity rate is 9.8%. Driver's services facilities across the state are reopening today after extended closures during the 2020 holiday season. Driver's licenses and ID card expiration dates remain extended through June 1st. Online renewal options are available. And wetland construction helps restore water systems from central Illinois all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. The Nature Conservancy is partnering with farmers along the Mackinac River to create a buffer between agricultural land and the river. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. This academic year, Manual High School senior Amir Sykes is serving his second term on the Illinois State Board of Elections Student Advisory Council. The SAC aims to provide students' perspectives and concerns to the state's education policies. Sykes recently spoke with Joe Deacon about his experience and what motivated him to serve on the Student Advisory Council.
I saw a need and change in a lot of areas for education. I wasn't too sure how to reach that avenue, so my principal currently at that time, Mrs. Zilkowski, gave me the opportunity to apply for the Illinois State Board of Education Student Advisory Council. I got in and I was able to bring a perspective to the board that would help them change some of the things that I kind of saw issue with, especially when it comes to like all-inclusive history and those type of things, for sure.
How often does the council meet? With COVID-19 going on now, how has it affected the way everybody participates?
Yeah, unfortunately, we were usually having meetings together in person in Springfield, but since COVID's going around, we have to have Zoom meetings. And we do Zoom meetings every Tuesday, every first Tuesday of every month, and we usually meet for about 2.5 hours.
What has the experience been like? What input have you been able to offer, and what feedback have you been able to bring back to District 150?
The experience has been awesome. I got an opportunity to meet a lot of amazing, great people. I was able to take away a lot of things from what their school districts were doing to try and implement at our schools, and that I've brought back to the table here was definitely one of those things about all-inclusive history. And all-inclusive history in the Chicago area schools is basically giving a better, broader perspective about true history. So making sure that we include all races and denominations and et cetera on the, you know, the true building of the United States of America. So I presented that to our district level, and it's definitely, I've heard, I'm not too sure if the validity of it, but it's been in the works to make sure that we can implement something like that so students kind of have a better and broader perspective of what that is.
So what are your plans for the future after graduation, and how will this experience with the Student Advisory Council be able to help you in your future plans?
My future plans after graduation is for me to go to school and major in political science. I have a very big heart for sparking social change, making sure that I'm a beacon of hope for those who surround me. The Student Advisory Council helps me for sure when I'm putting it down on college applications. It makes me stand out a little more and also gives me a little bit more perspective on how others see things, especially going into a political field where I'll be working with people a lot. It helps me see things from a different perspective so that I'm able to kind of gauge how I should go about the situation.
Obviously, racial justice and equity has been kind of a big topic this summer. How much has that inspired and motivated what you're trying to accomplish?
It inspired me because I noticed, I see the hurt and pain in especially the Black community. I've taken the opportunity to really reflect on myself and notice what I've been doing for the Black community moving forward with education as much as I can. So that's why I was telling you about the all-inclusive history, making sure that we're putting a foundation down for especially young Black students to know that Black people, we come from great things. We have done great things. We've invented many great things. And to give them that inspiration for them, so when they grow older into teenage, going into college ages, that they feel that they can accomplish anything if they really put their mind to it and put hard work behind it.
That's Manual High Senior Amir Sykes speaking with reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Chillicothe City Council's Public Safety Committee will hold a meeting this afternoon to discuss alleged violations of Governor J.B. Pritzker's COVID-19 executive orders committed by two bars in the city. And the East Peoria City Council is proposing a moratorium of new commercial developments along a stretch of East Washington Street near downtown as they seek to create a new comprehensive plan for the area. Learn more tomorrow at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.